The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You might have seen a video shared online of a fella who had gone for a job and he was talking about the interview. Now, usually these videos are about some kind of awful faux pas during the interview process that the person is guilty of. The reason this one was shared is because he claimed he was interviewed by an AI chatbot. So it wasn't that the AI chatbot was used to kind of filter out the CVs or anything like that. It was that the actual interview, the questions were put to him about his suitability for the role by an AI chatbot. So how common is this? How common is it likely to be in the future, if at all? Ciara O'Brien is with me, tech writer with the Irish Times, and Caroline Reedy from the HR suite. Caroline, to what extent is AI already infused in the kind of recruitment process?
Very much so. We're definitely seeing that huge amount of organizations now are reducing the initial screening stage in particular by having AI do that initial screening. So the ultimate aim for you as a candidate is to make sure now that you're preparing your CV to make it AI friendly. So whatever those keywords and core competencies are, you need to make sure that you've met those requirements. We do outplacement, Kieran, so helping people who have been made redundant consider the next phase in terms of preparing their CV. And we use a technology where we put their CV through an AI system, and it basically checks that you have all the keywords you should have that are AI friendly. Because if you're not preparing your CV to be AI friendly, you're likely to possibly not get through that screening stage. And AI is getting much more, I suppose, slick at doing that. In the early stages, there was concerns that it was, you know, discriminating and had biases within it. And that's been very much a focus now of the legislation and of the people using the technology to make sure that's not happening. So it's definitely doing what it says in the tin. It's screening that stage very early and very effectively.
Effectively. So you think it's fair, do you?
I do, because ultimately a lot of the initial stage is down to, you know, for example, somebody's going for the job of an accountant. It's, have they X many years experience? Have they got the appropriate qualification, et cetera, et cetera? So it's very much a tick box to match that first stage. I do think, though, for the interview, i.e. where we assess suitability with culture and, you know, all of those more intangible things, I think that's where the expert recruiter and the expert interviewer skills are really maximized. But I think if you talk to any recruiter, when they open an inbox and see 200 CVs for the one job, they'd be first of all shocked and delighted, because most of the time now it's so hard to get good caliber candidates. Mm-hmm. It's a good complaint to get lots of them. But for, you know, maybe graduate positions and customer service or maybe generic positions, you may get that. So if AI in a very short length of time does that initial phase of screening for somebody, that's saving an awful lot of time. And as I say, it makes the recruiter's job a lot more interesting. We'd prefer to be doing the interview when we're getting past that, you know, what qualification have you and what level of experience. So I think it's a win-win for everybody, to be honest.
Do you worry, though, that some recruiters, you know, will use AI for the whole process, start to finish, just, you know, feed all the CVs into the machine and let the machine tell me who to hire?
Definitely not. I think, firstly, we've got really good guardrails, and this will only work with those good guardrails. First of all, we've got European legislation that's guarding AI and the use of AI to make sure that it's not going to disadvantage people. I gave you the examples earlier on where in the early stages it was definitely doing that. So the legislation is our first, I suppose, big guardrail. And second of all, the organisation wants to make sure that there's success of recruiting right fit people in the organisation for the right role is really working. And I think those retention rates and success rates of people passing probation are key KPIs that they would be looking at. So very quickly, you would realise if the recruitment process isn't doing its job.
Ciara O'Brien, I mentioned with us as well from the Irish Times. Ciara, do you suspect, if not for all jobs, for some jobs, eventually AI will do the whole thing start to finish?
will do a certain amount, but it misses out stuff like nuance. It misses out things like, you know, the passion for a job. But what I will say is, you know, people will always push the boundaries. We do have a lot of legislation that, you know, covers a multitude of things. And yet the labour courts are packed with, you know, people taking like workplace relations cases, you know, taking equality cases, because, you know, just because the guardrails are there doesn't mean that people will actually use them, and people will always try to kind of find a shortcut. In saying that, now, obviously, we do have some very good legislation, and, you know, it is... AI can serve a purpose. It can take, like with an awful lot of the jobs that you're seeing and an awful lot of the applications for AI that you're seeing outside of recruitment, it takes kind of the grunt work out of it. So it could, you know, screen a lot more CVs and a lot more applications than a human candidate could, because it doesn't need, you know, doesn't need sleep. It doesn't need breaks. It can be a 24/7 kind of point of contact for candidates who, if they have a question that it can answer, it could do that. But there is always going to be a need for, at least for the foreseeable future, the human touch, because AI is not there yet. And I don't care what, you know, Sam Altman and the people who are coming up with all of these models say. It has been proved time and time again that every time they think, oh, they say, you know, it will do X, Y, and Z, it'll do some of it, but it's not quite there. It's not a human replacement. Now, it is becoming more and more kind of prevalent in recruitment. So there was a survey done last year by Irish Jobs that basically said 1 in 5 businesses were using AI to develop job adverts, but they were also using it for sending reminders to people, tracking status of applications, scheduling these job interviews. And it's taking all the stuff that people don't really want to be doing and leaving them with the more interesting work of actually talking to people who may at some point be working with the company. Yeah.
Is there a danger though that you lose out on potential talent that doesn't necessarily tick all the... Do you remember Google used to ask these mad questions in interviews a
lunatic
few years ago?
Questions, yes.
Yeah, like why is a manhole cover round and things like this? And
what happens if you get thrown into a blender the size of it? You're the size of a quarter and you get thrown into a blender. How do you get out?
Yeah, exactly. All of this type of stuff. And I guess the idea was that, you know, you know, the kind of the unique answers you would get to them might give you an insight into the personality of the person. Maybe they've got some sort of intangible value that they could bring to the company that's not evident by the qualifications alone. You lose
yes.
all of that, don't you?
You do.
I'm not saying the Google approach was the right one, but, you know.
There's also the risk that you screen out candidates as well who might have different needs. So there's software that will, say, take a video interview. And it's a very weird kind of scenario where you're given a list of questions and you have to kind of answer the questions on video, but there's nobody at the other side. So you're effectively just talking to a screen. So it's awkward for people, and not everybody does well with stuff like that. So the risk there is that people, you know, it kind of analyzes your facial expressions, your vocal nuances, your eye movements and stuff like that. And that, I think, you know, that to me would kind of put a lot of people at risk of who maybe have different needs or different ways of communicating or processing information. For me, that would be kind of like a thing where people would say, well, you know, maybe you're going to screen out people who don't typically, the AI doesn't see them as typically the star candidate, but, you know, they could... In a one-on-one situation with an interview, with a human interviewer, could do an awful lot better. But this is the risk for all of these kind of situations. You know, it's like when we come back to stuff like, say, the CAO points system, where it screens out all these people who, you know, might do fantastically at a job or in a particular industry, but because they don't get X number of points,
Yes. You
know, they have to find a different way around. So there's always these issues and there's always these problems. And there's always another way around and into an industry. But it does risk kind of taking those people out and taking away very good candidates.
Kira, how do you fit an elephant in a fridge?
Oh God, very carefully, I'd imagine.
Oh, you're hired. Mark Zuckerberg or somebody else, I don't know. Who are the people high up at Google? One of them will be in touch. Kira, thanks a million for joining us. Kira O'Brien, tech writer with the Irish Times. Caroline Reedy from the HR Suite.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.